The following is a presentation of Four Star Sports Media. Germantown Village Wine and Liquor Studio. Germantown Village Wine and Liquor. They have single barrel whiskeys you can only find in their store. Go by and see Stephen Plunk and tell him Four Star sent you. Now, it's time to get to the point with your hosts, Wes Pruitt and Brandon Bumgarner.
Hello, Memphis fans, and welcome to a special edition of The Point. I apologize, my voice is about gone this evening. But welcome to The Point. We are presented to you by Germantown Village Wine and Liquor, 7730 Poplar Avenue. Go by and see them. They've got some single barrel whiskeys you can only get in their store. But the man of the interview is Memphis tight end Sean Dykes has joined the show. Sean, thank you very much for joining Brandon and I tonight.
Yes, sir. I appreciate y'all having me on.
Sean, when you look at your career at Memphis, I think it was an incredible career, to say the least. When you look at your career and you look at the program and just the steps that it's taken, talk a little bit about your time at Memphis and what it means to you.
Well, luckily, when I got here, we had already established somewhat of a winning culture. It hadn't been for too long, but the two seasons before, we had kind of first started getting more on the map. A guy like me from Houston, I picked up a scene crossing them after the Bahama Bowl in 2014?
It was Boca Raton.
It was Boca Raton?
I think so. No, 14. I'm sorry. That was Miami Beach Bowl.
14, yeah. Was Miami Beach Bowl, yeah.
You know, that bowl, I was watching that, and that's when I first kind of even realized Memphis was relevant. And so just from that to Cotton Bowl is kind of incredible, like you say, about my career. I don't know how to describe it in words. Just some only people from Memphis or that were part of the process know what it took.
You guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you fine, Brandon. Sean, you know, speaking of the Cotton Bowl, obviously as a diehard Memphis fan, that was a game that all Memphis fans will forever remember. Talk a little bit about your experience in that game.
Well, actually, I was part of the ride and helped us get there, but I actually to see the Memphis fans travel to Dallas and us compete with Penn State. Nobody gave us a chance to only lose by, like, I don't know, it was like less than 10 points. So yeah. That's I was just proud of all my teammates. And even though I didn't play in the actual game, I feel like I was a part of us getting there and stuff with all the trial and errors with UCF and, you know, just up and downs throughout the season, throughout the years I was here. I don't know, it was a big payoff, and even though I didn't play, I still felt like I was part of it, and it was something special that I know a lot of Tiger fans will remember for a long time.
Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, Sean, when I say this, I mean it. Joey Magnifico might not like it, but I think you are the greatest tight end in Memphis football history. Joey's my boy, so he'll get over it. But, we really appreciate you coming here over the 6 years that you had here. And, man, you didn't have to come back for that extra year, but you did. And I can't tell you how much that meant to not only the fans, but also the other guys on this team. To have a leader like yourself walk back into that locker room and be a leader to a very young team, in my opinion. I mean, you had a true freshman quarterback this year. You have a young receiving core. You have other tight ends like I know Press Gorn has played and guys like that, but you're also teaching them on the fly as well. So it's like having an experienced tight end coach that also plays. Just talk about what coming back for that final year meant to you, and what you think it has done for the rest of your life.
At the end of the day, it was about going with people that I could trust and that I could count on. Coach Silverfield and I had a bunch of talks about coming back or even exploring other options, entering the portal. And ultimately it came down to just my loyalty to the city, everything I had established here. I didn't want to, enter the portal and kind of ruin my reputation around Memphis. I want the fans to embrace me and, acknowledge what I did if I would have left or not came back. I don't know if it would have ended up like this. So that's mainly what it was, just finishing what I had started and being loyal to Tiger Nation. They were with me through ups and downs throughout my career, and I just decided that I need to stick around for one more and try to elevate the team as much as I could. I know it didn't go how we planned this year, but I wouldn't change it.
Yeah, like you said, it didn't go how you planned this year, but also as a fan, I just want you to realize that say we win a conference championship next year or the year after that, or even the year after that, you have a hand on this team forever. You help that legacy grow. You help these guys grow into better players every single day. So even though you're not a part of the team, you are still a part of the team. And I think any former Memphis player will tell you that just because of how – I mean, you've seen it. You see how our former guys are treated from the fan base. I mean, every Sunday you see – I mean, we had, what, six guys score touchdowns today? In the NFL, and every single one of them, the Memphis fan base on Twitter, on Facebook, they're hyping these guys up, saying, "I watched that kid play for 4 years, 5 years, 6 years at the University of Memphis." You know, and it's really exciting to have that. And I'm excited for you to have the opportunity at the next level. I want you to embrace and appreciate, not only as a fan, but as a friend who's known you for 6 years now, I want you to appreciate the memories that you've had here. And I hope we as a fan base were able to give you some great memories as well.
Yes, sir, for sure. We got some of the best fans in the nation, diehards. We definitely couldn't have pulled through and came back in some of them games without you guys. And the support over the years has been amazing, and it's something I'll carry with me forever.
Thank you to everybody watching right now on Facebook, 4-Star Sports Media and The Point, and also on our YouTube page, 4-Star Sports Media, and also everybody listening right now at 4star.live. Nathan Wilson said, Sean Dykes is a beast at the tight end position. If I could get this thing to pop up on the screen here, it's being slow. Jonathan Sturdivant asked, what is your favorite win as a Tiger?
I would say a big one was, I got a few really. We've been a lot of wins that maybe we weren't supposed to have, or I don't know, people didn't expect us to get. So do I name all of them, or I got to pick one?
Just do one or two.
One or two. Oof.
That's tough, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll go more on the team side. So 2017, when we beat UCLA, that was crazy. I know people didn't expect us to. I remember it was the walk-ons versus the five stars. So
the game was so hot.
It was.
Yeah, hey, Sean, y'all had water on the sidelines, so y'all were fine. We didn't have any water in the stands, so it was.
No, they ran out of water. That game was so hot.
They ran out of ice and water in the stands, man.
They ran out of water in the concession stand?
They ran out of ice and water in the concession stands, and the only thing they had, was beer, and I wasn't drinking beer in 98 degree weather. Oh my Lord, it was brutal.
Yeah, that's crazy, but I bet it was all worth it at the end of
absolutely. To beat those guys after they talked all that trash in a big game, I'm sure that whole team, like you said, that's a team win, and I'm sure y'all absolutely ate that up and loved it. Because that's the same year we went on to the Liberty Bowl, I believe. Yeah. So,
yes, sir.
Now, you had some hard-fought games in there against UCF. Yeah, man, that was a fun year. That was – So those 2 years beforehand, 3 years beforehand, those were fun. But that year was really the year, I think, that helped put Memphis football on the map for good. Because it sustained success. You had already been through.
We'd already beat Ole Miss. Two years ago. We lost to them in 2016. But
exactly.
It was like we could play with these guys. We were like 2-1 against Power 5 opponents, something like that.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, when you look at Memphis, if I'm a top 25 team, I don't come to the Liberty Bowl and play them during the regular season. It's a death trap.
Especially not at 11 a.m.
No, don't give me no 11 a.m. kickoff. You might as well just stay on the bus because you're going to be right back on the bus holding that big old L. No question about it. Sean, when you look at your time at Memphis, if I know this is a tough question, but what do you want your legacy to be after your time at Memphis?
Obviously, I want the fans to say I was a great player and stuff, but I just want anybody that ever came in and had an encounter with me throughout the city, after games, I don't know, everywhere that ever just crossed paths with me, just want to say he was a respectable, kind young man that, I don't know, humble guy, never wanted to be too, I don't know, arrogant or nothing, just down to earth. That's all I want to say about me. He was a respectable, kind guy.
Well, I can speak for myself anyway. I've ran into a couple times after games and things of that nature, and I mean, and then obviously on this interview, you've been nothing but respectful. And, you know, once again, like I told you off air, from myself and Brandon included, and all Tiger fans, I mean, thank you for what you've done, not only for the city, but for our university and for our football program to keep our sustained success available for the future. But speaking of the future, you've got a pretty big game coming up, do you not, Sean?
Yes, sir. I'm excited to get down to Orlando and see how I stack up against the rest of the best in the country. So,
yeah, those Hula Bowl rings are pretty cool too, man. I saw that tweet the other day. I think you're getting a ring when you get down there, which will be pretty nice. Get to add it to that Memphis football collection.
Yeah, I got six Memphis football rings, so a seventh one won't hurt.
Yes, sir. Okay, time for my hard-hitting question. This is the hardest question that I'll ask you today. What is an NFL team going to get from Sean Dykes?
Just a on the field, I'd say, very versatile. I feel like I can go out and be a slot receiver. Run routes as well as slot receivers in the NFL, and still fill the H-back role, like being able to handle my own on the line of scrimmage or off the ball, and then in the building, just like a hard worker and somebody who faced a lot of adversity. So nothing in the football world will ever get too hard for me. I feel like life hit me at a young age, and so I don't look at anything in the football world as that hard. Stuff can be challenging, but with all the adversity I've been through, I feel like I'm prepared for whatever this course throws at me. And ultimately, I'll keep fighting and try to do my best at whatever they ask me to do.
Sean, talk a little bit about what you've been doing to get yourself ready for the Hula Bowl.
Actually, one of my former teammates, Kalen Harden, has a gym here in Memphis. It's called Prime Drive Training, I believe. It's out in Germantown. He has like a gym or a facility. He's been killing me.
I've seen your Instagram stories, man. That it looks like you and Jacoby been going hard.
Yeah, we've been trying to get it right. We took a few weeks off after Tulane, and then bowl practice when we were getting ready for Hawaii. Never too stressful or challenging. So really, last time we went full speed was like Tulane. But we knew we had to get back in there with him and get back going for this.
Go ahead, Brent.
All right. Well, this is going to be my last question for you, and it's probably – it might be actually tougher than the NFL question I had for you. What's the best wing spot in Memphis? I see you smiling. I know it's tough, bro.
Just because they're so close to campus, and I went there a lot over the past 6 years, I would have to say Crumpy's on Highland.
Okay.
Yeah, or Wing Guru.
I'm a Wing Guru guy, but I don't.
Wing Guru is top tier. Wing Guru is top tier too.
Man. Amen, brother.
Crumpies, really? Crumpies is good. At least last time I was there, it was good.
Wing Guru is top tier, though. It might be a tie between Crumpies and Wing Guru.
Man, Wing Guru is really, really good. They are top notch wings. We had a top-notch tight end on our show tonight. Sean Dykes has joined us tonight. Thank you to everybody watching on Facebook, 4-Star Sports Media, The Point, and on YouTube, 4-Star Sports Media. This is The Point. We're broadcasting live at 4star.live, and we are brought to you by Germantown Village Wine and Liquor. For more, go to 7730 Poplar Avenue. Give them a buzz, 901-737-3174. Go by and see Stephen Plunk and tell him that 4-Star sent you. Sean Dykes has been on with us tonight. Sean, your career at Memphis was nothing short of amazing, but I think your character off the field is what makes you even more of an amazing young man. And from all Memphis fans, we look forward to watching you in the Hula Bowl coming up. Sean, thank you very much for joining us tonight. Brandon, do you have anything else for him?
I'm good, man. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for everything you did on and off the field for the University of Memphis, and thank you for being a Tiger.
I want to thank y'all guys for having me on here, and then thank you to the city for embracing me. Kid from Houston, far away, not a hometown guy, but I definitely felt the love like I was. So I just want to thank Tiger Nation one more time. Thank y'all for having me on the show.
Man, I can tell you one thing. Anytime you want to come back to the city of Memphis, I think you saw it in the time you were here. Anytime they show a former Tiger on that Jumbotron, the entire Liberty Bowl Memorial Stadium goes nuts. And I can for sure attest that anytime you come back, Tiger Nation will for sure remember Sean Dykes.
Yes, sir.
Once again, we are The Point, presented to you by Germantown Village Wine and Liquor. We've had Sean Dykes on. We've had a great time. We are 4-Star Sports Media, and we are out. Go Tigers.